Yeah, they're a good football program. I think Jason does a really good job. I think they were very talented. We're a big team, and they were bigger than us, and they're talented. And it's a tough place to play. We knew exactly what we were getting into. I think that we started the game really well. Got a really rough call in the first drive that erased a touchdown, and another call that put us in a situation in a bad situation on punt. We gave up some points, and that you just can't do in those kind of games, you know. So, but credit to Idaho, good football team, very talented, like I said, and a group of guys that we like playing those guys. You know, we went in there last year and was were able to. You know, I mean, we broke their hearts last year, and they've never made it to the semifinals, and they. They came out smoking in that football game, and it was a good lesson for us. I think, for us, we've our last five football games have been against number four Idaho last year, number one South Dakota State last year. We played LIU at home. We played West Virginia out of the Big 12, and then number four Idaho, and four of those five games away. So, we've had our hands full in scheduling, but like I told the kids, I'm confident in who we are, and I think. We've got a lot of good things going on. We just, it's been tough sledding, but I think, this off week will be good. Try to get ourselves back on track, and we got a huge football game against Maine coming up in 2 weeks.
I was going to ask you about that, and the travel, the quality of the schedule, everything that's gone into it. Do you sense that your team needs any sort of rebuild of the confidence, or do you feel like they've gained confidence by how they've been able to play in some of those games?
You know, I think they're fine. I think the good thing is, I mean, we've done a lot of good things. You know, I mean, I think we're still plus one. We've only had one turnover, and our penalties are down. And I think there's a lot of positive things going on, but there's a lot of coaching that we have to do as coaches to get our guys up to speed. But, Miles is developing very nicely at quarterback. I think the receiving core is very, very dangerous all the way through. And I think, our offensive line has been through the wars these first, group three games. LIU did a good job just loading the box and our quarterback's first game. And, obviously West Virginia and Idaho are pretty darn good. I mean,
Yeah.
Idaho took Oregon to the wire. You know, it was 17-14 in the late fourth quarter. So I think the big thing is for us is, we were in the same boat last year. We were 1-2. We had a couple tough losses against some powerful teams, but we need to recover, and that's, the challenge. We just were putting things together still. I think with the amount of loss we had on defense has hurt us, but like I said, I can see, some really good progress even through the burning trees sometimes on defense because we haven't played as well as I would like, but we're making progress. It's all you can ask.
Mark, do you have a question for Greg?
Hey Greg, what's the plan for the off week? How much time do you give them off when you kind of get back to it?
Well, the plan is right now I'm hanging out in my game room watching some tape, going through the game a little more, but we gave the kids. I met with the team yesterday and gave the coaches a day or so here, and then we'll be back at it tomorrow, and then we'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and see how everything goes. Maybe they'll get Saturday off. We're not sure yet.
You said going into Idaho that you felt it was a big game just to improve and play well, particularly towards your goals of winning the CAA title and going to the NCAA playoff. Do you feel any differently? How do you feel coming off that performance? A lot of seasons to go, obviously. How do you feel about where your team is right now?
Yeah, I think, it's not a it's a if you talk about a nightmare scenario is that you have to go right back and play the team you just knocked out of the playoffs the year before. That's pretty good motivation. When you add in they're a really good football team, really talented. Then you add on top of that, Jason Eck does a really good job coaching them and motivating them. And then you add in a big trip. There's a lot of that was a tough trip, and it's not excuses. I think, our problems were a lot more. I think mental, some errors and alignments on offense. Obviously, we didn't tackle well again on defense, which is a concern. But they're good, and I think that what I did see was a lot of battle and fight, and that's what we have to do. And a couple things go our way early in the game, and we've got a lead. So I think the passing game development has been really good. I think the offensive line really battled. You know, we are playing without two starters on our offensive line, but they're battling their tails off out there. We lost our starting tight end on the very first play of the game. There's some pieces we're still moving around, but, you know, defensively, I think our biggest issue right now is really tackling, you know, and I think we've got to kind of figure out who we are as a defense, which I think we're in the process of getting used to our players and what they can do in the heat of battle. So I'm disappointed we didn't play tougher and take them deep into the fourth quarter, definitely. And, but at the end of the day, you know, this first three games was very important for us to get through, to get experience, and then an off week to kind of try to reset ourselves going into Maine. So I feel like we're about where I thought we would be. And at the end of the day, you know, we got a big week of work this week.
Thanks very much.
Craig, you talked about the receiver group, and Levi Wentz with a big afternoon, 5 catches, 114. He had that touchdown in the fourth quarter. Just talk about how he has developed from a year ago to this season and what he provides for your receiving group.
Yeah, we've been waiting for him to have this kind of game because he's very, very talented. I think he had a really good game against West Virginia as well. He made a couple big catches. He's young. You know, that receiving, you know, there's some good young ones in that core. There's a couple older guys that have transferred in, like Seven McGee, that have helped. I think Marquise Dietz is always an unsung hero, always making tough catches over the middle, taking hits. We feel really good about that group. And I think, you know, Miles, for a sophomore quarterback, I mean, imagine that being your first couple games of starting. I don't care where you come from. That's not easy. Yeah. You know, if you're a starter at Wisconsin, your second games against West Virginia is a tough thing. So I think he's gone out and played really well. I mean, he's thrown for 500 some yards in the last two games and under a lot of pressure, able to escape, manage the game, made, you know, the interception that was a pick six was really a great play by the defender, a great read and great play. It happens sometimes. So he's been really, really good so far. And I just like his progress. And as we all know, you got to be good at that position to have a chance to win. So we're exactly in the position we were last year right now at this moment. And, you know, we're trying to sort it out just like we were this point last year, you know, after the Hawaii trip, after some long, tough games. So I feel very good about where we're at, and I feel very good about our team.
Like you said, Miles has put up big numbers in the receiving game. You weren't able to get your running game on track Saturday. Was that more just Idaho's defensive effort?
Yeah, you know, I was very disappointed. I thought we'd be able to run the ball more effectively. And you know, we got to get in there and start looking at what's hurting us in some of our running game. I think we're doing a lot of lateral running right now. And sure like to get focused at running downhill a little more. But at the end of the day, again, those two teams are pretty good. You know, they're pretty good up front. You know, I think Idaho's going to have one of the best defense in the country. They're bar none. They're very good. And, you know, we battled, we had a little bit of success running here or there, but nothing, we couldn't sustain it. And we haven't sustained a running game in the last first three games. And that's something we have our eyes on, believe me.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.